This is Ozarks at Large. We continue our summer reading suggestions from Pastor Clint Schneckloth, lead pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. So far this week, he's given us new books to consider. But for this recommendation, he's going back to one of his favorite novels, Middlemarch by George Eliot, whose real name was Marianne Evans. She used her pen name, she said, to make sure her work was taken seriously. Pastor Clint Schneckloth takes it seriously. He says his copy from college has been with him to several different states and even across the ocean.
I grabbed my old copy. You can see it's super beat up.
Yeah, I mean, wait, I got to look at the price tag. This is from Luther College Bookshop. I mean, oh my goodness, that's small type. Okay.
Yeah. And it was, what was it? $9.55 for the study edition, right? Yeah. Well, so I've kept it all this time. Parts of it that's always been so important to me is, I don't know if you know this, kind of the basic thing about the story of Middlemarch is that what happens is there's this young woman, Dorothea, who really has this idealistic idea about marriage. And she meets this guy, Casaubon, who has been writing his entire adult life like a history of all mythologies. He's never published it. He's just always been working on this.
Yes, go on.
He's like this established kind of guy. He's got an estate. He's, you know, well-to-do. And so it's a good match economically, even though he's not like super aspirant, you know what I mean? Like he's not out there like making a bunch of new wealth or something.
Right.
But he's just living on this wealth that he has. But she's like 20 or 25 years his junior, and he's just not that vibrant as a person. But she has this ideal about like she's going to learn from him and blah, blah, blah. And I've always found that storyline. And then other stuff happens, you know. And that's the... that's the traction of the story, is this kind of this landscape of emotional and moral freightedness, all constrained within the way a British novel does it, which is within that kind of class issues and status and all that kind of thing. Well, so I, for one, and he's a clergyman, actually. Mm. So his official, because everybody's got their thing that they do, right? So
right.
He had a church he would preach in on Sunday morning, and then the rest of the time
he would work on his histories of mythology.
And so I've always kind of been taken with this story about this guy who's got this big project that he's never finishing. And it's like, yeah, that's a real thing. Well, I think a lot of us feel like that in some way. We've got this thing, I'll write a book someday, I'll run a marathon someday, and whatever. And then we also idealize sometimes people that are like that, and that's what Dorothea does, and it gets her kind of stuck in this. But the other reason I'm rereading Middlemarch is because when you read lists where people vote, like, the greatest novels of all time,
right,
very frequently Middlemarch is the one, you know. And George Eliot, she was just an amazing
novelist. Had to write under a pseudonym to get published.
Right.
Yeah.
And she... unlike some of the other British novels of the that are very, very popular, like, say, Jane Austen, who I also love, she really does address up and down the range of class in a more broad way, a little bit more along the lines of Charles Dickens, mm-hmm, actually, than Jane Austen. And so there's a lot of kind of scrutiny of that, the economy of that era and the culture of that era. So...
let me ask you, did you ever read Ulysses, James Joyce? That's the look that that tells me. All right.
I wish I have, but I haven't. I've actually read more of Finnegan's Wake, which, believe it or not, is, I guess, maybe even harder. But I've never finished either one.
Yeah, well, and every time I bring up, about once every 2 or 3 years on the show, I bring up Ulysses and how I used to... like you, aspire to have read it. Now, in my mid-50s, I just say, you know what? Some things just aren't going to happen. And that's...
if you ever get inspired, there's this, like, tool online for reading Ulysses in a year. And it's like a schedule for reading a certain amount every day.
I got more years behind me than ahead of me.
Yeah,
nope, so it's not going to happen.
It's fine.
All right.
But
Okay, so Middlemarch, George Eliot.
Middlemarch, George Eliot.
Pastor Clint Schneckloth is the lead pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville, and four times a year, around the beginning of each season, he delivers us a reading list of suggested books. On this edition of Ozarks at Large, he discusses Middlemarch by George Eliot.